So a couple of segments ago, we were talking about the AAU, the Amateur Athletic Union, and how, in a lot of ways, it's ruining amateur sports here in this country. Well, joining us now, if you want to open the door and let her in studio, is a former AAU swim coach. In fact, Georgia, it's your old swim coach.
Hi, George!
Who coached you in high school and the AAU. It's Marge.
How many times have I had to tell you? She's not my coach. I didn't swim in high school. I've stopped swimming by then.
I don't know if you remember me, George.
Yeah, I remember
but
you.
But I was your coach in high school.
Swim in high school.
I loved this boy so much. He was my star swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ride him all the way to the Olympics.
Yes, we remember the story.
I just wanted to ride him anywhere.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Easy.
You know, Marge...
The first time I saw him in a Speedo in high school, I knew he would be my favorite student of all time. You look like an Adonis. So beautiful.
I didn't swim.
What happened to you?
I don't know. My wheels fell off, I guess.
To all of those that might be listening to me right now...
Yes.
I want to tell you that George was very gifted in the man department.
Right. Look.
It looked like he had two stuffed fighting mongooses in his pants.
Listen, even if you were my coach, you shouldn't have been looking at me that way if I was in high school and you were in your 50s or whatever.
If there's grass on the playing field, I say play ball.
Oh, Marge. That's
and you had more than enough grass.
What?
You had grooming issues.
What? All right, what? Why are you in here?
By the way, you know, there was a story in the news the other day that a woman on a motorized wheelchair was struck. It was down off Henderson or somewhere.
And sound I thought, familiar?
But you can see I'm still here.
I thought of you. I hope that wasn't you.
I'm better now.
It was you.
Just a little road rash. I heard you talking about some of the games that kids play.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was once a child.
Long time ago.
Believe that.
I used to play Duck, Duck, Goose.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my favorites because the kids always wanted me to play it with them.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty good, but I would always fall down and the other kids would kick me until the brain swelling made me pass out.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Kids did that?
But we had fun.
It doesn't sound like fun.
I'm still coaching swimming, George. You could get back into it with me.
That's okay. I wouldn't mind swimming again, but I don't want to swim competitively. And I don't really know that you're a coach.
I am a coach.
Who do you coach?
I'm in a great conference.
AAU?
No, the AARP. I lead a group called the Silver Swimmers. It's the aquatic aerobics class at Cooper.
Well, that's great that you're staying busy.
I had to move out of my house, George.
Oh, that's too bad.
The city condemned it.
Oh, no.
And I, you know, it wasn't the lack of electricity as much as the lack of a roof. Could you help me, George?
Well,
George,
wow.
Your old coach.
Now I live in a group home, but I'd love to come live with you, George. After all I did for you, you could give me one of your 8 bedrooms.
No, I just live in a 3-2, and we don't have room.
Perhaps a room that's in one of the sections of your castle that you don't use, but seasonally.
She did almost get you to the Olympics, George.
No, she didn't.
We were this close to the Olympics.
No, we weren't.
I wish I had married and had children, but instead I dedicated my life to coaching, George.
Well, it's worked out well for you.
Has it really?
I don't know.
Look at me.
I was just trying to be supportive.
If I had married and had children, maybe I'd actually have someone to give me a kidney.
Oh. It's very sad.
There she goes, asking for another organ.
I've been living without a functioning kidney for over 12 years, George.
Gosh, that's impossible.
No dialysis either. It's a record.
That's impossible. Well,
congratulations.
No dialysis. I can't afford the $1.50 copay. Damn Obamacare. I guess you heard I was diagnosed.
Oh, no. With what?
With Dave Campo voice. There's no known cure. I'm so sad.
Oh,
that's
Marge.
Terrible.
I tried to come see your Bird Dogs band play.
Yeah?
But I only made it as far as the bus stop.
Oh, really? What happened?
Let me tell you something. Those dart buses hurt when they run over you.
You have an amazing amount of accidents, Mark.
Let me ride on your shoulders right now, George.
No.
Oh, let her do it.
Just around the studio where I can see what it's like to see it human height again.
No, I don't think so.
I know you're looking at me wondering why the tubes are coming out of my chest. Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to cross I-35 near Regal Row.
That's a bad idea.
And I thought I'd looked both ways. But apparently my vision has a blind spot for military transports carrying loads of half pipe.
Oh, you got to quit taking that thing out on the highways.
I know. I need to get it up to performance speed. But for some reason, I can't pry the damn governor off the carburetor.
Carburetor? That was electric.
I have to go now, George. I got to empty the bag.
Oh, Marge, good to see you.
Hang in there, Marge.
We'll see you. Marge, never my coach. Perhaps a former AAU coach.
We didn't really get to talk about the AAU with her.
No, she really gave us nothing. All right, it's 8:40.